You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson. And welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bible to the beautiful book, Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 1, where we left off last time. Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 1, sometimes called Canticles. Before we begin, I want to invite every Christian in America to join me right here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. After the live SoundCloud teaching, which goes over all the world and all America, we are now praying and asking God's direction to get the entire body of Christ in the United States of America together for a day of repentance and praise that America might be saved. When King David was king, all Israel did that once a year, and God saved Israel. And if you will come and join me, however you can, wherever you can, any kind of way, internet anyway, God will hear our prayer and he'll save our wonderful America and make us free again, holy again, one nation under God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He also invited to come here each Sunday at 5 p.m. for the live radio broadcast taping, internet taping, and SoundCloud teaching. I am in Suntree, Florida, right beside Scott Mercer's The Produce Place. The marvelous produce place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I'm right there, Sherry Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, 2565 Sutter's Lane, Melbourne, Florida. And now, Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 1. From God's heart to my heart, to your heart, the greatest love story ever told. And you are in this story, parentheses, the beautiful body of Christ, parentheses, the greatest love story ever told, and you are in this story, the beautiful body of Christ. The Song of Solomon is a parable written in the form of a play. It is a story used to illustrate the spiritual truth. Jesus always spoke in parables. We have the beautiful Shulamite girl. She takes care of her mother's flock, her sheep. And while she's doing that, she meets a wonderful shepherd boy. Wonderful, wonderful shepherd boy. He's a shepherd too. They fall in love and become engaged to be married. But she has brothers who are too protective of her. And they say, get away from him, go into the vineyard and tend the vineyard. She doesn't mind that. But while she's out there, she gets a beautiful tan, makes her even more beautiful. King Solomon, the richest, most powerful man on earth, sees her and wants her and commands that she come to his palace. Well, she has to go. He's the king. And so there are the daughters of Jerusalem. That's all the other beautiful women of the kingdom. Now, what does all this mean? This is a parable. Every Christian on planet Earth, alive right here and now, male and female, who are not going to be deceived by the about-to-appear Antichrist. The Antichrist is represented by King Solomon. The Antichrist is a devil with his Dr. Fauci mask on. He's going to pretend to be Jesus. He's going to look like him, act like him. Peace and safety cause Christ to prosper. He comes before Jesus and will deceive half the body of Christ represented by the daughters of Jerusalem and the whole world. But everybody who's not deceived, that you are represented by the Shulamite girl. You are God's elect, chosen from before the foundation of the world, Ephesians 1:4. Of course, the wonderful shepherd boy is the Lord Jesus Christ. The mother is the church, and the brothers are the brothers and sisters of the Christian church, thinking they're doing well. They're going to turn the elect into the Antichrist. Don't worry, that's God's plan. God plans for the elect to be delivered up to the Antichrist, because the Holy Spirit's going to speak through the elect in a language the whole world will hear, and the whole gospel shall be preached to the whole wide world. Amen. Now, in the story, the Shulamite girl escaped from the palace there and went out into the dark, dark streets, okay? Right now, the elect are in a dark world. The street is the world. There's almost no light. There's almost no truth, just a little bit here and there. There's a famine in the land, not of bread or water, but of every word of God, Amos 8:11. But while she's there, the daughters of Jerusalem follow her. They're intrigued by the way she loves her shepherd boy. They think maybe they married the wrong king. And the deceived body of Christ, Matthew 25, the foolish virgins are going to realize when they hear the elect speak that they have married the devil with his Jesus costume on. And they're going to run to the elect trying to get us to put in a good word with Jesus. King Solomon follows her also. Now, she's separated from the wonderful shepherd boy, but she knows he's coming. She's in the dark streets there, and he's thinking of her. As the curtain comes up, the wonderful shepherd boy is coming to her to get married, and he says, "Your body is so beautiful." It's not wrong, because he knows he loves her. She's going to be his wife, and he thinks of her body. And the body of Christ, the men and women body of Christ, each one of you is a separate member, but when we're all fitly joined together, how beautiful is the body of Christ.
Amen.
Verse 1. How beautiful are thy feet with shoes, O princess daughter.
He's coming for her, and he says, "You have the prettiest feet, and I love those little shoes you wear. You're like a little princess. You're like a king's child." For the elect, we are the king's kid. We belong to Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we put on the gospel armor, Ephesians 6. The elect's feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The elect study to show themselves approved unto God, a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The elect walk in the light because we have the truth, the word of God.
Amen.
The joints of thy thighs are like jewels.
In Malachi chapter 3, God says when Jesus comes back, he's going to make up his jewels. His very elect, who are not deceived by the about-to-appear Antichrist, are going to wait for Jesus, are called jewels. In the world that then was, the first earth age, 2 Peter 3, 6 and 7, we were all with God in a spirit body, Ecclesiastes 12, 6 and 7. If the silver cord breaks when you die, your spirit returns to God who gave it, no flesh slave. Before Lucifer rebelled and said, "I will be God, he's a devil, he's an Antichrist," Lucifer walked among the stones of fire. God is a consuming fire. The stones are God's jewels there. And even now, God's jewels, they are in the spirit body and here in the flesh. Some of you in the body of Christ, you're a beautiful onyx jewel. Oh, what a beautiful black you are. Some of you are beautiful pearl. What a beautiful pearl you are. Some of you are ruby red. How beautiful you are. Some of you are topaz, and some of you are amethyst, red and yellow, brown, black and white, the beautiful body of Christ, fitly joined together, no one missing, no one broken, everybody in his right place, every Sunday, every Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, nobody going astray, all together, hallelujah, amen. The many-membered body of Christ.
The work of the hands of a cunning workman.
The shepherd boy says, "You have such beautiful hands. It's like it's a work of art." For the body of Christ, we are God's workmanship, a work in progress. By the time Jesus gets through with us, by the time the marriage supper of the Lamb, we are all going to be absolutely conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, the work of his hands. The body of Christ, how beautiful, a beautiful work of art.
Verse 2. Thy navel is like a rounded goblet, which wanteth not liquor.
Sounds like she's got an outie. You all know what I mean? Any outed?
Yeah.
Okay, what does this mean? This means that your navel is in your belly. All the elect, male and female, are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Your spirit is inside of you, and the Holy Spirit is in that spirit. And Jesus said, elect, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The anointing of the Holy Spirit coming out from the spirit inside of a man, a woman of God, a boy, a girl, baptized with the Holy Spirit. And you don't want any power, because Jesus says, you will receive the baptism of fire. And after the baptism of the Holy Spirit's come upon you, you will have power over all the power of the enemy. All power is yours. Amen. You lay hands on the sick and they recover. Demons flee. Dead people arise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wanting no power. All power over scorpions and serpents, over devils and demons. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit, not by might, not by my power, but by thy spirit, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Thy belly is like a heap of wheat set about with lilies.
Remember in the first chapters here of Song of Solomon, the Shulamite girl was called the Rose of Sharon. That is a beautiful wildflower in the plain, the field of the world. The elect are free spirits. They are set free because the truth has set them free. But she was also called the lily of the valley. The wonderful shepherd boy said, you're the only one out of all those women in the palace who's pure and white as lily. And so you see, the body of Christ, the elect, not all the body of Christ, not those daughters of Jerusalem, not the five foolish virgins, but the body of Christ not deceived are the lilies of the valley. When the valley of despond, the valley of sin, the valley of darkness, the valley of sickness, the valley of fear and communism, socialism, Marxism. But while the elect are in the valley, the elect don't stand still. They win souls to Jesus. And all the children of God are called the wheat. Remember, Jesus is coming back to separate the wheat from the chaff. And so the elect surround the wheat. When they win a new soul to Jesus, they say, we're going to guard and protect you, wheat, because we know that the little foxes spoil the vineyard. We know that as soon as you hear the word of God and find out your purpose in life, you're going to get a new job. You're going to get a new business. Devil's going to find some way to get you away from the word of God. So the lilies warn and say, come back. Come back to the word of God. Come back to your place in Christ. The lilies guard the wheat. The elect guard the beautiful body of Christ, for we know that the devil is trying to take you away from the word. Some of you got a new job, new money, a new business. You didn't know that was the devil to take you away from the word. Come back, says the Shulamite.
Verse 3, thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins.
You're very well formed, you're very well balanced. For the elect, the breasts symbolize the elect feed the word of God. They don't just feed a little here and a little bit there, a full measure of the word of God. For the elect know that in Matthew 4, Jesus says, man lives by every word of God, balanced, full.
Verse 4, thy neck is as a tower of ivory.
Ivory is a symbol of chastity and purity. The wonderful shepherd boy says, my darling, beautiful Shulamite girl, thank you so much that you did not go to bed with King Solomon there, and you're going to be a virgin. When I come to the vineyard, we get married. We're going to get married. When Jesus comes back the second time, the whole world would have committed adultery with the Antichrist, and half the body of Christ, even going to church, love Jesus, but they believe the lie. Remember, the Antichrist comes before Jesus, but he's going to look like him, talk like him, act like him. Two horns of a lamb, the power of the Lamb of God, but the voice of a dragon. That's why these masks are so publicized now. The Antichrist will be masked as Jesus. We're going to be, the elect's going to be pure and holy. We're going to wait for the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
Thine eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon. by the gate of Bethlehem.
The wonderful shepherd boy says, when you and I went to feed our flock by the fish pools there, your eyes had a double reflection. They were even more beautiful. You have beautiful dove's eyes. The Shulamite actually means a double resting place. For the elect, we have a double resting place. We rest in Jesus and we see through his eyes. We rest in the Holy Spirit. The elect have double vision. They not only are very aware of what's going on in the world, we know this is a political system of Antichrist, but the elect also know right now that the kingdom is at hand. Right now, in this holy place, there's more than meets the eye. Most everybody can only see what's in this room from the natural, but the elect know and see. Some of us see. There are angels all around, heavenly hosts, but the elect also see demons. The elect see right now that the river Euphrates has been opened, and all the demons of hell have come against America to conquer us, to make us communist, socialist, Marxism, to prepare us for the Antichrist. So the elect know there's more. Surely you don't think that all there is what you can see. The elect have double vision.
Amen. Thy nose is as the Tower of Lebanon, which looketh toward Damascus.
You got a high-bridge nose there. Damascus means transform. For the elect, they have the anointing of Holy Spirit. And every time an elect shares the word of God with the anointing of Holy Spirit blowing through their nostrils there, it transforms people. That transformation comes because the elect have the anointing, speak the word of God, and people are transformed from darkness to light, from Babel to the Bible.
Verse 5, thy head upon thee is like Carmel.
If you remember in the book of Kings, the prophet Elijah confronted all the false prophets on Mount Carmel, and he won. Now, shepherd boy says, I see you there. You come against the wolves trying to get in your little flock there, Shulamite girl, and I see you chase those wolves away. For the elect, there aren't too many carrying the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. The elect are very aware of wolves in sheep's clothing, but the elect have the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the elect chase the wolves away because of the anointing. We have power over the wolves, over devils and demons, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Who he's in here. I feel the fire of God in my hand.
Amen.
And the hair of thine head like purple.
Now, he didn't say her hair was purple. He said it's like purple. It means royalty. Purple is royalty. He said, you look like a princess, beautiful Shulamite girl. In other words, you are a princess. You are a king's kid. For the elect, you have the mind of Christ. Jesus is king, and the elect think like the king. You have the mind of Christ. You think like a royal kid. The word of God, Genesis 1 through Revelation 22. Everything you think about is the word. In your work, in your play, in your school, in your recreation, in your money, in your lying down, you're going up, the mind of Christ, thinking the word of God.
The king is held in the galleries.
One different shepherd boy says, King Solomon is bewitched by you. He just can't stop staring at you. Now, the devil coming back, pretending to be Jesus, the Antichrist, before Jesus comes, will already have all of the whole world, Revelation 13, the whole world worship him, half the body of Christ, Matthew 25, I'm sad to say that, the foolish virgins, but the ones he can't get his eyes off are the very elect. He wants what he can't have. Also remember, in Revelation 12, that in the world that then was, first earth age, the devil, that old dragon, knows who those third are in the spirit body then, who fought against them, and he's got a bone to pick.
Verse 6, how fair and how pleasant art thou, O love for delights.
Shepherd boy says, you are so beautiful, you're so delightful. This book of Psalms says, the upright are God's delight. the upright of God's elect, chosen from before the foundation of the world, that small group of the spiritual body, Revelation 12, that fought against the dragon. God loves all of his children, but he delights in those who tell the truth because they're the only ones carrying forth the pure oracles of truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And the elect are going to wait for the marriage supper of the Lamb. And after the marriage supper of the Lamb, Jesus is going to give us a new name. Isaiah says, we shall call Hephzibah, the Lord delighteth in thee. Jesus delights in his elect.
Verse 7. This thy stature is like to a palm tree.
Shepherd boy says, I love the way you stand up so straight there. The shepherd boy has seen storms come and knock a palm tree all the way down to the ground. But he watched that that palm tree comes back up. Palm means victory. Now, for the elect, the prophet Micah says in chapter 7, though I fall, I will arise again. The elect are knocked down by the devil over and over and over again. Sometimes he'll even make you go deaf for a day so you can't do anything. Or he'll steal your job. He'll hurt your body. He'll hurt your heart. He'll knock you down. Though you lie there, you shall arise again. Amen. That palm tree comes back up and stands tall. Victory in Jesus. The palm tree elect overcome. And Jesus says, to him that overcomes, I will grant to sit with me in my throne. In other words, the very elect are going to be like palm trees. We get knocked down, knocked down, knocked down, but we're standing tall. Having done all, we stand, overcome, and sit with him in his throne. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And thy breast, two clusters of grapes.
Grapes kind of leak a little juice there. He's saying, well, we're going to get married, Shulamite. We're going to have a baby. And your breasts will feed the baby the milk. For the elect, they feed other people the word of God. And they don't want to be the only cluster in the vine. They win souls to Jesus. They bear fruit. They birth babies. You see, you're supposed to birth people into the kingdom of God. And they feed them. The elect don't want to be the only cluster of grapes in the vineyard. They want to bring someone with them. They win souls. They bear fruit. You know them by their fruits.
Verse 8, I said, I will go up to the palm tree.
The wonderful shepherd boy says, I'll go up to the palm tree. In other words, Shulamite, I'm coming to the vineyard where you are. Notice he said, up, I'm going up. He didn't say down, because he knows that even though she's been captured by King Solomon, she's not going to stay there. She's going to rise again. Again, the elect get knocked down, but we don't stay there. You can't wipe us off the floor, because before you do, we're going to rise again.
Amen.
Micah 7, though I fall, I shall rise again.
Amen.
Overcome, overcome, overcome. Having done all, we stand.
I will take hold of the boughs thereof.
The boughs of the palm tree are the limbs there for the elect. Your limbs are your legs, and you walk in the light. When you fall, you stand up. Having done all, you stand. And the steps of a good man, a good woman, are ordered by the Lord, and you walk in the light as he is in the light.
Now also thy breasts shall be as clusters of the vine.
Okay, what happens? The Shulamite girl just keeps on bringing more fruit in a vineyard. For the elect, we win souls to Jesus, but that's not all the elect do. The elect teach other clusters in the vineyard, other children of God, how to increase the vineyard. You say, I want to show you how to win souls. Don't miss Wednesday's SoundCloud teaching. The elect's going to teach you how to bring clusters, how to bring children into the kingdom. That's a sign of the elect. We're not selfish. We want you to win souls to you. Because everybody you meet's your mission field. That girl, that boy at school is your mission field. Have you witnessed to them? That person calling you on the phone, the workplace, the mall, wherever you go. The doctor's office, I don't go to doctors, but some of you do. That patient is your vineyard, your vineyard, your vineyard. You're not satisfied being saved. Everybody you meet, elect, is your mission field. Witness, go and tell.
Amen. And the smell of thy nose like apples.
Now, apples means seduction, sexy. He says, you're so beautiful. You're sexy, Shulamite girl. Now, for the elect, when a woman is sexy, watch men. They'll look, oh, you're drawn to her, okay? For the elect, you have charis. You have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, charisma. And people are drawn to the charisma. It's a magnet. It draws people to the elect. The anointed word, the anointed voice, the anointed power coming through an elect man or woman is like an absolute magnet. It draws. But the elect know that when people are drawn to the elect then draw them to Jesus. Amen. Magnetic power, baptism of the Holy Spirit. Woo.
Verse 9, and the roof of thy mouth like the best of wine of my beloved, then go it down sweetly, causing the lips of those that sleep to speak.
He says, when I kissed you, first of all, it was so beautiful, you smelled so good. For the elect, the wine is another symbol of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. All elect are anointed. So you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit anointed in an elect wakes up the sleeping church. Awake, O sleeper, and all the body of Christ in the United States of America, all 50 states, awake out of your sleep. Join me here, virtually join me, all 50 states. Let's awake out of our comfort zone and let's pray to God, 2 Chronicles 7:14, and God will forgive our sins in America and will heal our land. But church, awake. Where in the world are you on Wednesday night? Why are you not here? You're causing us not to get the answer. Everybody, the many-membered body of Christ, you're a jewel. Let's get together. All you preachers, join me. Every pastor of every church in America, wake up, O sleeper. And let's take our country back.
Amen.
Verse 10.
Now, he's finished his speech there. Now, she's still in the streets there, the dark streets, but she feels he's coming for her. She knows he loves her, and she says,
I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me.
He loves me. He desires me. Jesus desires his elect. His left hand is under your head. His right hand embraces you. You're all together, beautiful body of Christ, fitly joined together. Everybody in their place doing their maximum part to be this one body.
Verse 11. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field.
She says, come on, shepherd boy. Let's go back to my vineyard here. We're going to get married there.
Let us lodge in the villages.
Now let's go on our honeymoon, a little cottage there in the villages in the vineyard. For the elect, we know the Antichrist is about to come. We're not going to marry him. We say, come, Lord Jesus, for the marriage supper of the Lamb. And we're going to have our honeymoon right here on earth. We're not flying away, because air does not mean to fly into the sky caught up in the air. It means to change in the spirit body when the real Jesus comes. We're going to honeymoon here 1,000 years with Jesus, and there's a dark, the elect, in all our spiritual bodies, that wonderful teaching time. What a honeymoon. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Stay in the field. The field is the world. Jesus said, stay in the field. Field is the world.
Verse 12. Let us get up early to the vineyard. Let us see if the vine flourishes, whether the tender grape are pure.
She says, come on, shepherd boy. When we go to the vineyard, when we're going to get married in the vineyard, let's check those little tender grapes. Let's see if those little foxes have knocked those grapes off. Again, the elect, watch out for people who are just coming to the Lord saved or just finally coming to the truth. The elect know that that fox Herod, that devil, takes you away from the world. You finally find some place where you're growing, and suddenly you got a new business, you got a new job, you got more money, something came up, you can't come to church. That's a little fox. The elect know that, and the wonderful shepherd boy knows it too. Beware, my children. Always, I've reached thousands of people. I watch it. Every time a person starts to grow, something happens. They think it's good. Oh, I got a raise. I got a new job. I got a new business. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. That's the devil taking you from the word.
And the pomegranates bud forth. Will I give thee my loves?
She said, and we'll get married in the vineyard there, and we're going to make love because we're going to be married. The marriage bed is undefiled, but you're not supposed to have sex out of wedlock, folks.
Verse 13. The mandrakes give a spell.
If you remember in Genesis, WMIEFM.com on demand, you can get me there. Rachel and Leah were bargaining for mandrakes because they both wanted to have babies by their husband Jacob, whose name changed to Israel. And mandrakes seemed to make them pregnant. Now, for the elect, men, you are supposed to get pregnant with the Word of God and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So men and women, you can birth people into the kingdom. Everybody is supposed to win souls who is an elect. Men, you're pregnant with the Word of God, anointing, and you witness and you win souls. Women, you're pregnant with the Word of God, the anointing, and you win souls to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gates are all manner of pleasant fruits, new and old.
She says, shepherd boy, I've made your wedding present. I've got a beautiful fruit basket for you at our little marriage supper here. And she said, I know you like those old fruits that I used to make. I've got some of those, but I also got some new ones that you don't know about. For the elect, they bear much fruit. The elect are the branch, Jesus is the vine. If you abide in the vine, you will bear fruit. In other words, how do you bear fruit? You bring out the Old Testament, and you bring out the New Testament. The Old Testament is about Jesus. The New Testament is about Jesus. You cannot understand the New Testament unless you understand the Old Testament. You can't understand the Old Testament unless you understand the New Testament. So the elect teach it all. And it's all one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that causes you to have much fruit when Jesus comes. See, when he comes, you don't want to say, I'm the only one here saved. You want to have somebody with you. Look, I got Tom. I got Jonathan. I got Elizabeth. I got Mary. I got Susie. Look here. I got a lot of fruit for you, Jesus.
Amen.
How many souls have you won? Have you ever won one? Well, roll up your sleeves and get going. You got the word, you got the anointing. Get out there and bear fruit. You know them by their fruits.
Which I have laid up for thee, O my beloved.
O my beloved, O my beloved. The greatest love story ever told. You're in this story. How beautiful is the body of Christ.
Amen.
I pray you are blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Let me introduce to you the owner of the Produce Place, Man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great, Miss Sherry. What an awesome word and anointed teaching. Awesome.
Hallelujah,
really
hallelujah. The Father within, he doeth the work.
It, yeah.
Well, Scott, David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel put his stuff in a bag. What is Scott's stuff?
And the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as a lightning, and the Lord shall blow the trumpet. The Lord shall defend them. And they shall devour the enemy. They shall make a noise as through the wine. They shall be filled like bowls as a corner of the altar. The Lord their God shall save them as the flock of his people. For they shall be as the stones of a crown lifted up as an ensign upon his land. Zechariah 9. 14-16.
Bless your heart. Great Scott. Hallelujah. That was wonderful. We did not collude. Shulamite would say you have dove's eye. You're led by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray for the sick, but before we do, if you're not saved, let's get you saved. It's later than you think. Pray this prayer, mean it, and God will save you right now. Remember that God sent his son and died for you. No greater love is this than a man lay down his life for his friend. Father, in Jesus' name, I am a miserable sinner.
Father, in Jesus' name, I am a miserable sinner.
I have committed sin.
I have committed sin.
I'm very sorry for my sins.
I'm very sorry for my sins.
I repent of them all.
I repent of them all.
I ask forgiveness for my sins.
I ask forgiveness for my sins.
Please wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Please wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Amen, amen. Now, for those of you in cyberspace, Romans says, with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. You're supposed to tell someone. In a little while, Scott is going to give you my telephone number. I invite you to call me and tell me you've been saved. Leave your message on my voicemail. Say your name and I'll pray for you. And welcome to the family of God. Welcome to God's vineyard. Amen. And now, I'm going to pray today for those who are afraid of being sick. The Bible says your fears are come upon you. One of our American presidents said, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. I heard a man say, I'm afraid I'm going to get the flu. I'm afraid I'm going to get the flu. Guess what? He got the flu. I heard a woman say, I'm afraid I'm going to have a stroke. I'm afraid I'm going to have a stroke. One man so afraid of COVID, he took 2 shots and 5 booster shots, and he still got COVID. Fear. What you fear comes upon you. Why is that? Because you're thinking about it. As a man thinketh, so is he. Some of you are afraid that a certain season every year, you're going to get an allergy or something happen. Let's get that fear out of you.
Amen.
Because Jesus took your sicknesses on the cross, on his back there. And we don't fear that. We are not, don't have the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
So in the mighty name of the power of Jesus, my Father, I speak to the fear of sickness, the fear of iniquity. Be God, move into the abyss in Jesus' mighty name. No more fear. No more fear. Jesus bore your sicknesses. With his stripes you are healed. He restores health and cure to you. He sent his word and healed you. You shall not die, but even declare the works of God. You walk in perfect health. The Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be at peace now. No more fear. Trust in the Lord. Don't expect that allergy in the springtime. Don't expect that to happen to you. You are not having your hair purple. You're not having the mind of Christ on that. The mind of Christ says, Jesus has taken my pains and taken my sicknesses. And he has. I pray you are blessed.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your second best friend, Sherry Medlock. Your best friend is Jesus. I love you with all my heart. And I'm looking forward to the next time when we all get together as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
God bless you, America. This is Sherry Medlock of Trumpet of Truth, inviting every Christian in America, right where you are, to please join me on Sunday, April 3rd, for America's Day of Repentance and Praise in view of 2 Chronicles 7:14. God's word is true, and he says, if my people call by my name, that's we, the Christian people of America, all 50 states, will humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face, not his hand, but his face, and turn from our wicked ways, repent of our self-centeredness, our greed, our narcissism. God promises he will hear from heaven, he'll forgive our sins, and heal our land. He will heal America. I want to ask every Christian leader in America, wherever your platform is, pastors, politicians, radio, television, internet, social media, Christian organizations, will you that day please, any time on that Sunday, April 3rd, gather your flock together and lead them to pray and then do 2 Chronicles 7:14. Call out the sins of the church by name. And I want to ask you then, after you repent with your flock there, wherever you are, your own platform there, please lead your congregation to praise, because Psalm 22 says God inhabits the praises of his people. I do ask you, please, don't make this a show. Don't let anybody get famous or advertise their agenda about this. Let's be humble here and meek about this. Prostrate, if possible, on the floor, metaphorically in sackcloth and ashes. You might want to wear red, white, and blue. I do encourage everybody all of America, wherever you are, to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and then let's all sing the Star Spangled Banner, which is a national anthem for America, the national anthem for red, yellow, brown, black, and white. Now, if the Holy Spirit's nudging you to participate, you might want to let me know. So here's someone who can let you know. He's my prayer partner, my twin friend, man of God, Scott Merson. Take it away, Scott.
Yes, you can reach or contact Sherry at Sherry Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, at gmail.com. That would be Shari Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, at gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Scott. God bless you, America. I love you with all my heart. Let's do this. Let's make America one nation under God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we all say, I agree in Jesus' name.
For listening Amen. To Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's modern worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away. Precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus. And music fills the night. And when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus. And live. With your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well with my soul. My sin. Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to a cross, and I bear. My soul,
with my soul,
it is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the cloud. Trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well.
It is well
with my
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
I see hope coming on the horizon. There's no need for hiding, 'cause I belong. I'm the great I am, near to your heart, oh God. I have found my joy. I've searched so long in darkness, I've walked so far, fighting but I'm holding on. When your love draws near, hallelujah.
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
If we are going to be the men God has called us to be, and we're going to man up to our responsibility, that means we're looking out for idols that try to sneak in home.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about the role fathers can play in bringing revival to their families.
Leadership means overseeing the atmosphere where I live.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Revival starts when God does something special inside us, but it doesn't stop there. It's contagious. And today, Dr. Evans explains how we can help it spread to the people who mean the most to us, our families. Let's join him as he takes us to